The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
It's time to go to the movies with Matt O'Lean, and we check in with him every week to find out what's new in the big screen. And this week, actually, we're going to start with something that was new a while back, but you want to add an addendum to your discussion about the Green Book.
Yeah, so last week we mentioned Don Shirley's family being upset with the film and why this was, we thought. I found out later that Nick Vallelonga, the co-screenwriter, the son of the Viggo Mortensen character, had actually started writing the script before Don Shirley and his dad died. Don Shirley only died in 2013. So when asked about it at the Oscar press conference, he said Don Shirley told him to not reach out to his family, Don Shirley's family. So he based the screenplay, according to him now, on his conversations with Don Shirley and his father. So if that's true, that adds another layer to this. Maybe the Shirley family is upset because they weren't included. I suspect that's part of this.
As in so much history, perspective makes a difference.
It is.
Let's talk about a new movie, though. This one I've seen. Everybody Knows.
Yeah, I like this one a lot, Doug. It's directed by Asghar Farhadi. Now, he is the Iranian director who's twice won the Foreign Language Oscar for films A Separation and The Salesman. He directed this film through an interpreter. This is a Spanish film with elements of Argentina thrown in, and this time he is working with two big film stars, Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz. So clearly he has moved on to a bigger budget, more international film with Bardem and Cruz. The film takes place in a rural village in Spain during the wedding of the sister of Penelope Cruz's character. And what happens is we learn a lot about the past, the things that went on in this village. Penelope Cruz's character had a long relationship with the Javier Bardem character. He now owns some land that a lot of people work on. He's done well for himself.
They're actually married, aren't they?
No, they're not married in the film.
No, I mean in real life.
Oh, in real life they are, yes. Yeah, yeah, but that has nothing to do with the plot here.
I understand, no. But there is a relationship.
Yes,
here.
They are a big power couple in the film industry. So Bardem's character, Paco, has since married, and Penelope Cruz is married to Ricardo Darín, who's a very big Argentinian actor. They have two children, and within, you know, early parts of the film, something big happens. There's an abduction, and how Bardem reacts to this, because, you know, the abduction involves someone that he knows, but what's the relationship? What's the relationship to Penelope Cruz with the person that is abducted? It's hard to get into a lot of the plot details, but what I can tell you is Farhadi films this wonderfully. It almost plays like an American thriller. There aren't a lot of chases, a lot of action scenes. It's a lot of conversation, like what are we going to do? Are we going to go to the cops? Are we going to solve this ourselves? Who stole the person? Who abducted the person? How do we get this person back? There's a lot of tentacles, a lot of plots going on. Who's involved? Is it someone close to them? Is it someone far away? Are they trying to extort money out of Bardem's character? A lot of weird things going on here. But ultimately, Cruz and Bardem are so good in their roles. They have a couple great scenes where they talk about kind of the last time they were ever intimate together before they went on and got married. That's a key scene in the film, wonderfully played. I didn't care for the ending. That was the only problem I had with the film. But overall, I like this film. It really moves quickly. And what Farhadi has is two mega film stars at their finest.
I enjoyed the film, too. Now, it is subtitled, mm-hmm. and it is in Spanish.
Yes,
so
it is.
Be aware of that. And that does complicate a little bit some of the twists and turns in the plot. But I can tell you, I agree with you that this does have sort of have you thinking, trying to think ahead, trying to figure out which corner they're going to go around. And in my case, I didn't do it. I didn't get there.
There's really two plot points mm-hmm. that are crucial. Why was this person kidnapped? And what is the person being kidnapped's relationship to the two main characters in the film? I want to mention Farhadi directed this film through an interpreter. He cannot speak Spanish. So that could have been a problem, but I didn't really see too much of a problem with how the film turned out. He was aided with the dialogue with Bardem and Cruz and all the other actors. I also love the setting, Doug, this rural village near Madrid. You get the sense of people living there for a lot of years. The Penelope Cruz character no longer lives there.
She lives in Argentina.
In Argentina, so there's that aspect. The Javier Bardem character never left. But again, their relationship, of course, they're, as you said, they're married off screen. They have such chemistry on screen as well that I don't think you can make up and really concoct out of thin air. And they have a couple of great scenes where they kind of dig deep as to why they are, what they are, and kind of the feelings they have toward each other. And Bardem is such a great actor. I think he's one of the 5 or 10 best film actors in the world. And his character has a lot of layers. And I think it's really a really good performance.
I was very impressed with the movie from the performance of the acting portrayals. I thought it was very well cast, and I thought the character actors in this movie were outstanding as well. And beautifully shot. A lot of handheld camera.
Yep, a lot of great stuff.
But my Oscar trivia question is a pretty obvious one since we've been talking about Cruz and Bardem. They have won acting Oscars.
They have Javier Bardem, No Country for Old Men in 2007 for Supporting Actor, and his wife won the Supporting Actress Oscar the very next year for Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
So a couple of great reasons to see Everybody Knows. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.